Hello, my name is Ray Jefferson, and you're listening to Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU. On this program, we talk with leaders and rising stars in arts and culture in our community. On this episode, we have Jacob Green and Katie Selman, who are sharing about Keep Waco Loud, a new project that's connecting music lovers with hard-to-find genres of music in Waco. Later on, we'll hear the segment David and Art with David Smith. But first, Fiona Bond and Kennedy Sam are here to share about some upcoming summer opportunities. How's it going, guys?
Hi. There's such a lot happening. We have several things to share.
Cool.
People may have noticed that there is an absolutely huge mural being painted at 10th and Webster on the wall of Diversified Incorporated. And that is being managed by Cultural Arts of Waco, the organization run by Doreen Ravenscroft that brings us the Arts Fest each year and that did the Doris Miller Memorial. And the lead artist is Ira Watkins with Chesley Smith, who they're both fantastic artists, African-American artists. Ira is actually very well known. He now lives in San Francisco. He was the one who did the Martin Luther King mural in East Waco and has done several, and so has Chesley. They're both really outstanding artists, and they're coming together to do this absolutely huge wall. And there is a community painting day tomorrow, Saturday, May the 25th, from 7:30 a.m., I believe, but it goes all the way till 1 p.m. So if people are interested in being part of painting that mural, they can show up at the site, which is at Diversified. It's on, I think it's on 11th and Webster, but it's a huge wall. You cannot miss it as you drive past there. So, and there is actually a Facebook event. So if people are interested in signing up or finding out more, they can check out Facebook events.
And you guys also have a reminder for us about the summer camp calendar.
Yes, so our summer camp has been live for a couple months now, and this is a great resource to find creative summer camps for your children to attend during their summer break, and it's a great time for them to, you know, stay creative during the summer months. And you can find over 15 different creative summer camps that are going on between June and August when school starts on our website, creativewaco.com/summercamps.
So for all those parents out there that are feeling slightly nervous at the impending summer vacation, this might be a really great lifesaver.
Give their kids something to do, keep them out of their hair. Yes. So Kennedy, what can you tell us about an upcoming event called Jazz 101?
Yes, so at the last Wednesday of every month, Cultivate 712 has Jazz Jam, but this month there is a twist to it. So Jazz Jam 101 is a how-to listen to jazz like a pro in sponsorship between the Waco Young Professionals, Central Texas Jazz Society, and Cultivate 712. So this is an awesome opportunity to learn how to listen to improv jazz straight from the source. It will have a small networking and moderated discussion before, starting at 6:15, and then, you know, we will get to actively listen to jazz during the normal program time from 7:30 to 9. Like I mentioned, it's next Wednesday, May 25th. 9th, yes, from 6:15 to 9:30.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Fiona, you have some updates for us about the Art Apprenticeship Mural Program?
Yes, that's about to kick off at the beginning of June, and we're very excited, and we have some news on that. So just as we have Ira Watkins painting a mural, we have a celebrity artist that is coming in from New Orleans to be the lead designer and artist on one of the murals for the Art Apprenticeship Program. His name is Richard Thomas, and he is he's an artist that people may have come across. He's done all of the murals at the airport in New Orleans, and he's also done a number of really large murals all around the country. He is giving up his entire summer to come to Waco. And we are really excited to have him here. He is very experienced at working with young people and helping to propel young creatives into a creative career. So he kind of has this double talent of just being an amazing artist, very vibrant style, he's been a leading light in developing professionalism within the African American art world, and he is also just a wonderful teacher and coach. We are actually looking for a few things. The first thing we're looking for is really great accommodation for him. So if there are any people out there that are, you know, maybe doing a study, leading a study abroad program, or going to be vacating their house for June and July, we are looking for accommodation for him. And we can take any portion of that period, any portion of June and July. If people think, if there's anyone out there for whom that's relevant, just contact us at info@creativewaco.org. And then we're also looking for someone to provide scaffolding for the two walls. And we could also use a couple more sponsors for that program. So it's very easy to sponsor one of the young artists that's on this. It costs $600 to do that. And several people have kind of got together and shared a sponsorship, but it's very rewarding because you get to actually see the project through the eyes of the people that are benefiting most from it.
Thank you so much, Fiona and Kennedy, for sharing with us today. You can find details about everything we've discussed at creativewaco.org or on the Creative Waco Facebook page. Curiosity and imagination are central ingredients for understanding both history and art. Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art.
At some point early in every semester, I have a conversation with my students about what's required to be successful in a history course. I suspect they anticipate things like read your books, study hard, show up to class, take notes. Those things are necessary, yes, and if they do those things, there's a good chance that they'll pass the class. But I told them that to be truly successful in it, to get something out of it, you need two things: imagination and curiosity. That's not what they expect to hear. In order to really feel history, it requires a profound act of imagination. My students have to be able to mentally get out of their desks, out of the classrooms, out of the narrow confines of the 21st century, and experience the past as a witness or even participant. You have to imagine Frederick Douglass trying desperately to open the eyes of his countrymen. You have to sense the uncertainty as people sign their names to the Declaration of Independence. You have to feel the anxiety as the Lusitania closes in on the Irish coast on a placid sea that may be filled with submarines. To feel what's at stake at every stage of history, you have to imagine yourself being as much in the dark about the future as the people you're reading about. I also tell them, in order to want to learn, you have to let your natural curiosity lead you. You have to indulge that inner human desire to know something new. And I believe it is human, and I believe everyone has it. I also believe, unfortunately, that much in our culture crushes it out of us like juice from a grape. In the same way these two elements open the door to a deeper interaction with history, they open the door to a deeper appreciation of art. If you don't quite understand a painting you're looking at, remember that at some point it was a blank canvas confronting an artist, and imagine yourself to be the artist in front of it. What would you have to be thinking or feeling or wanting to convey to have it come out like it did? Why did the artist choose to stop when he or she did and pronounce it finished? This is an exercise in imagination that will take you out of yourself. One can let oneself be curious about jazz, impressionist paintings, or Shakespeare's history plays, and in each case it can open the door to a whole new world. I've said many times that curiosity is all that's needed to get you into new art. Historian Richard Brookhiser recently said that discoveries are never boring. As you nurture it and let it guide you, your curiosity may not lead you to like the paintings of Andy Warhol, the music of Dave Brubeck, or the plays of Henrik Ibsen, but at least you'll want to give them a chance and experience them. And that's how the arts broaden all of our horizons.
You're listening to Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU, and I'm your host, Ray Jefferson. I'm here with Jacob Green and Katie Selman, the co-founders of Keep Waco Loud. This passion project began on social media as a means of promoting musical genres that are difficult to find in Waco. Thanks for being here today, guys.
Well, thanks so much for having us.
So are y'all originally from Waco?
No, we do have very strong ties to the Central Texas area. My mother is from Marlin, my dad is from West.
Okay.
But I grew up in Georgia, actually, and we recently moved back here from New York City.
Oh, wow. You guys have been all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I actually went to high school in Coppers Cove.
Okay.
I got the heck out of there as quickly as possible.
Cool. So what brought you guys back to Waco?
Family. Wanted to be closer to family. My father still lives here. My grandparent still lives here. So just kind of wanting to come back to our roots and kind of plant them here.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Do y'all plan to stay or stick around for a while? Or
absolutely.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, good, because you're it seems like you're really invested in the community here, so I'll be ashamed to lose you now.
In multiple ways, right?
Yeah. So tell me about your connection to music. Are you guys musicians, or do you just really like music?
I actually have about 15 years working in music, playing in bands, live shows, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What genres do you prefer?
Well, it's kind of ranges between power pop stuff to some hardcore stuff in college. And then most recently, my most recent band is more straightforward lo-fi indie type stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you guys just tell me about some of the artists that you really enjoy and kind of... I guess some musicians that have really pushed you to be advocates for music.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the first ones we kind of ran across was this band called Rewound. Very kind of a hardcore two-piece, but they are so amazing to watch live.
So much energy, just
the guy
pulsates.
Frank, he's the singer. He can jump like 5 feet in the air. It's
insane. He's like 5 foot tall.
It's so much fun. And the drummer, his name is Zach, he has a really great backstory, and I have never seen somebody play drums as hard as he does.
He punishes the drums. It's really impressive for somebody of his size, too. They're both
kind of 20. Kind of
little
they're
guys, very young.
Very fun. And they're just really sweet guys, too. They sat
very
down
sweet.
With us. We did our first interview was actually with them. It was their first time giving an interview. It was our first time interviewing. So
really helped out.
It really helped that out. But it was really fun talking to them. And go see them. They perform here in Waco a lot.
Okay.
Sure do.
So can you guys tell us, what is Keep Waco Loud? I know I had been kind of scrolling through Instagram not too long ago and saw you guys and was like, well, I like this logo. I'm going to go ahead and just follow it. So can y'all tell us what the project is about?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we first moved here,
2 years ago now.
2 years ago now, we were finding ourselves going to Dallas and Austin a lot to kind of find the music that we like to listen to. Not that we like listening to all genres, really, but we particularly really like listening to hip-hop, punk, rock. And so we found ourselves leaving. And then after digging just a little bit deeper, the music we like is here. There's so many pockets of very talented musicians here in Waco. And so it just kind of grew from that of wanting to give those people access to a platform on social media, telling people where to go listen to them. And it grew from there.
Yeah. We noticed that there, like Katie said, that there's little pockets all over the city of these DIY guys just kind of holding up a little ember of their scene. And we thought that was a shame. We thought maybe we could try to help fan that into a bigger fire.
Sure.
And then sort of unite the tribes, if you will, a la Game of Thrones. sort of connect all these different people, put them together, and just kind of see what sort of creativity can come from there.
Yeah. So correct me if I'm wrong, but to me it kind of seems like there are a handful of places where you can go to see live music in Waco. A lot of times it tends to be, if it's local, it's going to be like more of like a classical or jazz or something like that, or maybe even a country artist.
Yeah.
If it's outsourced music, then it will be like more indie, and you'll find that at kind of like coffee shops and stuff. But it seems like that kind of middle ground of having like the more layman's music that is local, that's what you're after here.
Yeah, okay. We've noticed that too. And definitely we're not trying to comment on anything that is going on in Waco, because there is so many great platforms for different types of music, country, singer-songwriter. Common Grounds has a great series that they do with various bands that are traveling in and out of the city. But we just felt like there wasn't exactly what you said, that platform for the rest of the styles.
Sure. So at what point did you guys decide that this was a project that you wanted to start?
So it was very impulsive, which is kind of one of my best qualities.
That's how we roll.
It was a Thursday, and I remember being bored, and I was sitting at my desk at my 9 to 5, and I was like, keep Waco Loud. I like that. And then I was like, is it on Instagram? Is it available? So I grabbed it. And then I was like, well, obviously it needs a logo. So I made it. And by 3 o'clock, I was like, hey, Jacob, look at all of this stuff I did.
So I just sort of low-key created a company.
I already submitted the trademark request. Like, this was all in one day.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It kind of went from there. And it was really cool that I created the Instagram, and the automatic response from people was almost immediate. It was very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of got the creative juices going. People were like, what are you? Are you a venue? Are you this? Like, who are you? And
the mystery helped propel
it. The mystery really helped propel
it.
But yeah, that's kind of how it started. And then actual venues started reaching out to us saying, hey, let's sit down, let's grab a beer. And that's how we got here.
Awesome. You know, impulsivity is sometimes a really wonderful thing. So other times, not so much, but that's okay.
Yeah. It has its double-edged sword.
Yeah, it has its value for sure. So, you know, we kind of talked a little bit, I mentioned this, but, you know, genres like classical music or jazz, those are often ones that are considered, you know, art and, you know, like the real kind of foundation of like the culture of a city and whatnot. But obviously you guys are people who think that, you know, other genres like hip hop, punk, these other things have value as well and are just as equally artistic. Can y'all talk a little bit about that and the value that you think that brings to a city?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just want to start by saying I think we should constantly be giving the younger crowd a platform. If they're wanting to create an art, we shouldn't say, no, it's only this kind of art.
Mm-hmm.
If they are taking the time to not be on the streets or not off doing something stupid. If they are taking that time, it is incredibly time consuming to make art. And we think art is very broad. It's not narrow. It needs, we think we should be cultivating that 100%.
I also want to add that, like, we've sat down with a few people from Waco who have been a part of the Waco hip hop community for a while now, you mm-hmm. know, since the late 90s, early 2000s. And there has always been a strong hip-hop community here, but they haven't, and they continuously say they don't have a place to really put out that artwork. You know, they'll rent venues, and then, you know, they'll hire security, and they'll do all these kind of things, and then
it goes great,
they clean up, and then afterwards they're told, we're not going to do a hip-hop show here anymore. And
it's heartbreaking to me.
Yeah, and it just, there's such a great community there, and we want to help in any way that we can.
Yeah.
Prescription is a guy that we met with recently. And
shout out to Script.
He's been so supportive of us, and he's also, you know, helped introduce us to people from Waco, and we're very, very appreciative of that.
Very.
So you guys have talked a little bit about doing interviews and whatnot, and on your website you have some content, some different articles and announcements about new music releases from local artists. Are you guys hoping that can become kind of a one-stop shop for content about what's happening in the local music scene?
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, we definitely want to create more content as we grow,
mm-hmm.
You know, bring on more people to help us create that content. But we definitely want people to, you know, if they're coming to visit Waco or they're here, we would love to be that outlet for them of, hey, you know, what do we do? Oh, we should go to Keep Waco Loud to see that, you know, loud side of Waco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yep. You guys have a launch show that's happening tonight at Brotherwell Brewery. How did that happen?
Wow. So they reached
like
out
a dream,
to us.
Really.
Yeah, they reached out to us, sat down with us. We had a beer and kind of told us what they're hoping to do.
They liked our vision.
Yeah, they just recently started doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday open to the public.
Okay.
And so this was something that they wanted to kind of do to offer to bring people in on Friday night. And it kind of grew from there. And then as we were bringing up the acts, we decided to kind of do a mixture of genres instead of just one to try to, A, bring them all together, but B, also give the community a platter of what Waco has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of those acts, just some really, really talented people. One of the guys, Zet Zero, they're one of the great bands. Corey Zimmerman, who has been putting on shows at Spin Connection for some time now, which is one of the first people that we hooked up with, and we saw sort of this DIY side of the city, and his band is fantastic. We have a really, really great hip-hop artist. His name's Khaki, and he's going to have Khaki featuring Space Giving. Oh, Spacegiving. Oh,
yeah, Spacegiving and Spaceman Slim.
Yes, Spaceman Slim is another.
They're so good.
He's so good. Both these kids are just fantastic. And then Thinking Caps are going on as our featured headliner.
Cool. So it kind of feels like this is just like a show of a bunch of SoundCloud rappers and
Absolutely.
Different artists. Yeah, perfect.
I mean, they're all on
Some
SoundCloud.
Of them are on Spotify.
Oh, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention who's emceeing, a very talented comedian, Terry Blues. Check him out on social media. He is hilarious.
Awesome. Is he also a local guy?
Yes. Local cool. guy. Works for the Baylor. Just super awesome dude.
That's rad. This is really exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you guys are definitely filling in a gap that's kind of existed for quite a while here. So you've done some work, really digging into getting to meet these artists and hearing about their stories and whatnot. How do you think that knowing an artist's story changes the way or kind of really improves the way that you listen to their music?
Well, it really helps tell their story. You know, like we were talking about, is music in any kind of form, as long as it evokes an emotion from you, it's art. And so there's always going to be a backstory to that art, whether it's, you know, your upbringing or where you're from or where you've been. It all comes out in the music.
Yeah. Context is key, obviously, I think, for any art, because otherwise you're just looking at some paint on a canvas. So context is key, absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. Are there any artists so far whose stories you can tell us about that have really, any local artists that you think are will make kind of listen to their music that much better?
So we met with this DJ/R&B artist, Gianna. And she is an Asian American, and she really wants to bring that to the table, and because she feels underrepresented in the R&B genre as an Asian American, and I think she brings that out with not only her, you know, her personality, but also
she's a pistol too.
She is. She's such an amazing person to sit down and talk with, and she also, you know, she only really listens to female R&B artists.
Yeah.
And I think that inspiration helps kind of form who she is as an artist.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. So have you learned anything surprising about the underground music scene in Waco as you've been talking to people and you know, really pushing?
Yeah, I think through, if you go to both ends of the spectrum of, you have pop on one end and or punk on one end and hip hop on the other, it's just hearing the stories of, kind of maybe getting a little harassed at these shows, just a little bit. Just, you know, how they look or perceived conception of or perception of what their scene represents. And, you know, people not seeing it for the art that it is. It's a little, it bothers me a little bit.
Yeah,
I guess we met with the band The Faction recently, Chris and John. And they talked about, you know, they have the tattoos and the piercings and stuff. And they are Christian, and they would go to church back in the day and would be asked to leave because of their...
Just because of their appearance.
About, you know, their appearance. And now they say, yeah, we're more accepted nowadays, you know. But, you know, it is just kind of jarring to hear that kind of, those kind of stories.
Yeah.
And
how has the underground music scene changed and grown, you know, as you guys have been talking to different artists over time, and, you know, kind of what are they hoping that Keep Waco Loud is able to bring to that?
I think that there's pretty much been a theme with everyone we've talked to that they are very excited about the growth that Waco is experiencing. It's a really exciting time. There's lots of different places opening up, lots of different restaurants and bars. I think that what they really hope, though, is that it also helps give them more of a platform as well, a place to play, a place to, you know, show their music and show their craft.
Yeah. You know, as a city grows, takes a step up that ladder, we should be making sure to reach the hand down and pull up the rest of the city. So I think this is one of those, I think we're at the precipice of making that a reality.
Jacob, you mentioned that you guys lived in New York before this.
Correct. Brooklyn.
Okay, right in the heart of the city. I was going to ask. New York City? Yes. So did you played music while you were there?
Correct.
How has that been a shift for you coming from an environment like that to Waco?
Well, I'll preface this by saying the shift from living in New York for 4 years to returning back to Texas, let alone Waco, Texas, was a bit jarring.
Yeah.
Because people here are normal. I actually still work in New York.
Okay.
And so to flip that switch between talking to New Yorkers all day to, you know, just a normal Joe Schmo is it's tough sometimes.
Yeah.
I have to, like, have a debrief moment. So I feel like I did that musically, too.
Mm-hmm.
Debriefed for about a year and a half and then started up some new music. I think that's the best move. And I think also that is how we ventured into what we're doing. Sort of get the lay of the land, understand our surroundings. And then that's what led us to dive in to the music scene and start what we're doing.
Do you ever feel that your interests and, like, the music that you like are out of place in Waco? Or have you found that there are still, you know, plenty of people here who are interested in the same things?
There are plenty of people here who love the same kind of music that we listen to in New York. It's just maybe not necessarily, maybe not the numbers, but definitely not the places to see that kind
sure.
of thing.
Yeah, what she said. She's so smart.
I try.
So what's your vision for the future of Keep Waco Loud? Where would you like to see this go?
I think the next step is trying to be an event planner.
Cool.
Say, what type of event, what type of music are you wanting for your event? We'll have everything you need, stage, equipment, musicians will provide all that. I think that's the next trajectory.
We really love to create, if that makes a sense. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. But we're also very impulsive. So if we don't know really where it's going to take us, it's kind of, you know, the other day people would come up to us and ask us, so what are you? And it's like, I don't know. We're still trying to figure it out.
I like to say we have a very clear vision and it's straight, but we don't know maybe what's to the right and the left and the peripheral.
Sure.
So
with you being here in Waco and being back, of course, after it's probably changed a little bit since the last time you had been here. what are some things that you guys enjoy doing whenever you're not doing Keep Waco Loud?
Oh, my goodness. Well,
we like to travel.
We love traveling.
We travel.
We recently, for some reason, I don't know why, picked up running. We have a half marathon tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Or Sunday. Sorry, not Saturday. Sunday, thank gosh. we also love, you know, going out, getting a glass of wine. We love True Love, Barnett's. We love the downtown area a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We recently moved to the downtown area and don't regret it at all.
Yeah. Did you guys see the chalk drawings that were on Austin Avenue?
Oh, yes.
So good.
Yeah, those are amazing.
I love the Stanley one.
The Stanley one was so good.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, I'm sure you guys also saw the marathon runners too.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
We saw them. We didn't leave our apartment that day.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I don't know that you could, but
we left it on foot.
True.
That's so funny. So who are some local musicians that you guys recommend checking out?
Well,
definitely the Irons.
Oh, my goodness, they're so good.
They are so good. They're on Spotify. Please listen to them.
What genre are they?
They're kind of like a punk pop, just fun. There's a saxophone.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just really good.
They're just so much energy, high energy. Obviously, Rewound, we love them. There's some really great older acts. Well, not older, just that have been on the scene for a bit. The DiMaggio's.
Really
great,
good.
Very good. Oh, my goodness. Rad Dragon, they've been a really, really great, great band to watch.
Rad Dragon actually has the same drummer that's in Rewound.
That's true. So that's
cool.
Oh,
and the Irons, they have this really, really great cover of the Cha Cha Slide.
Oh, no, you spoiled it.
Sorry. Well, it's really great.
That's brilliant. So, Jacob and Katie, thank you so much for stopping by to talk about the work you're doing for underrepresented music genres here in Waco.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Visit KeepWacoLoud.com for tickets to their launch show tonight at 7 p.m. at Brotherwell Brewery. You can also follow at KeepWacoLoud on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with other events they have happening this summer. This conversation will be posted on kwbu.org. You can also visit creativewaco.org/blog for content related to this episode. Catch the next episode on Friday, May 31st, when I'll share more stories of creatives in Waco. This has been Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU. I'm your host, Ray Jefferson. Thanks for tuning in.